Hello, this is JoLynn Braley, permanent weight loss coach, founder of the Inner Self Diet, and I am so excited to be here on the call right now with Dave. And if you have been on my email list or been following me for any length of time, my main website, I started that back in 2007, and I started professionally coaching clients in 2009. And I worked with Dave in 2010, and his success story has come up several times throughout the years. And I'm actually on the line with him right now, over 5 years later, that Dave allowed me to coach him through the Inner Self Diet. And we're going to hear from him and hear about his success with dropping 90 pounds without struggle, without feeling deprived, and also hear what does that mean, because it doesn't mean that he sat on the couch and just thought about losing weight. He actually did take action, but he didn't sabotage himself. And we're going to hear all about Dave's success. He is so inspiring. You have to hear this. You've got to listen to this, especially since, I coached him over 5 years ago, and he's kept the weight off. He's a rock star. So, Dave, I want to welcome you to the call. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you, and it's good to be talking with you again.
Thanks. This is awesome. Would you please just share a little bit about yourself personally, what you do for a living, where you live and your age, if you're married, kids, all those kinds of things, just so that people have more of a, so they know a little bit more about you, they can relate, all that good stuff.
Sure will. I live just outside of Indianapolis, and a week ago Monday, turned 60. I'm married to a great woman for 34 years. I've been in the financial planning industry for 29 years now, with a grade school buddy of mine, so who's our kids have grown up together, and going back to before 5 years ago, pre 55, probably had lost the same weight dozens and dozens of times over my life, what you probably have said before, the yo-yo diets and things like that, having different successes and then returning back to where I was before. And besides having a great family life and all that, I still just had maintained the same overweight body that I'd pretty much had from my teenage years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and thinking back to 2010, before you and I ever met, because the way that we met was the same way that I meet all of my awesome coaching clients. You got on the phone with me, and you had a free weight loss discovery session with me. But before that, what was your biggest challenge with the overeating, overweight, even besides the yo-yo dieting, or if the yo-yo dieting was the biggest challenge, what was the biggest challenge for you back then, Dave?
I would say, one of the things I know definitely, my income has picked up over the past 5 years to substantially more than it was before those days. So here I'm talking about myself at the time being around 55, and still hadn't met the success that I was wanting to get to, and still looking to achieve more. But what I found was finding my income increasing over time, it was really my confidence just in myself, my image and who I was talking with along the lines of clients. Don't work with any specific niche of people, and I love my what we say mom and pop America clients that I work with, but also branching up into executives, more small business owners, things like that. So probably the biggest thing was the self-image of, you know, I just wasn't able to get myself to believe I could go up to the next level, as some say, and who I was talking with, without some special introduction from someone else, the ability to go out and find it. And so I think it was just my own self-image of what people, what I thought people thought I was or who I was. And and now the other side to it, as I've now crossed over into the land of over 60 and thinking back to others in our firm that were older than me and already in their 60s, and it's a business you can work in forever, really. There's no inventories, things like that. It's just what is your relevancy? And I remember them saying, in what I thought was, you know, at a pretty young age, they were starting to run into a wall of bringing in clients that, well, looking for somebody younger. And I also think, you know, if I'm going through on into retirement with some of these people, I've got to look like somebody that's going to be around with them, and they're not worrying about my health and how long are you going to be here. So I think that has been huge to some of my success, or a lot of my success going forward, with the self-image and the image that the people are actually seeing that, yeah, I think this guy will be around a while, because I have no real intentions of, you know, hanging up anytime soon. Enjoy my job and working with people. So got a lot more to give over many years yet.
So are you saying that the biggest impact that your overweight had on your life before we met was, the biggest impact was really on your business life and on your finances, because you didn't have the self-image you needed and the confidence you needed to get out there and meet with and attract the type of clientele that you wanted? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, kind of the overweight kid back in school, likable, got along with everybody, could crack the jokes and good to be around with. But as far as the leading man, the leading role, or the image that was going to, you know, back then attract a girl, or to be the team leader or whatever, I think it's something that just progressed with you in life, as to, you know, I can't get up to the star player role, or that's not my role on the team or in the game or whatever. I really think it just you know, what you did and what I've done since has helped to just move me beyond that image of myself and to help me progress in my career.
Yeah. Okay. And you were 90 pounds overweight, right?
Yeah.
And what was your biggest problem with the food? Were you binge eating, or were you eating at night? Were you just plain overeating, or were you going to drive-thrus? What was your biggest problem that kept that weight on you? Because, like you said, you know, you had lost weight, yo-yo dieted, but it always came back. So what was that biggest unhealthy behavior that you were struggling with before the Inner Self Diet?
I believe just in general, I ate too much. just ate a lot at meals and then ate a lot later on in the evenings. And staying up late was, you know, TV and some food. So, and probably more of it. So it was just kind of a never being able to get myself to curb my appetite and the whole reasoning behind eating.
Mm-hmm. Great. So then we talked and you did the Inner Self diet, and then what? What happened to the night eating? What happened to just eating too much food? What happened with your self-confidence? What happened?
Well, the and there were a number of different techniques that you had taught us back then. Probably the biggest thing that really stuck with me, or what and I've used over time, was where is it getting me towards my goal? And this image, one of the things you had us doing was, you know, creating that image. What do you see? Yes, think about a person that you respected for how they look, and in that person was actually in our industry. He would be at meetings and things like that, and that I would go to periodically and run into him, and that became the image of getting to, you know, he just always looked so good, whether he was kind of dressed casual, business casual that day, or dressed up for business. That was kind of an image I just kind of kept in my mind. You know, as we worked through the many different techniques, and then later on after, is this getting me closer to that goal? Because obviously we, I don't remember how long we worked, but, you know, to get down, the 90 pounds or whatever. And actually, if we go back to the original 296, you know, I was at 199.5 this morning when I weighed in. So, you know, it's something that I just continued on with. But at the time, to even think about the physical activity that I do today that I wasn't doing 5 years ago, or to think, it's just been an evolution of things that I've put on top of what you started me off with and built from.
Well, I remember that, okay, so you did the Inner Self diet, I coached you through that, and then that was in 2010, and you emailed me, it was probably towards the end of 2011, and you said that you had dropped 90 pounds. It took about a year, maybe even a little bit, like a year and a half, but you got the 90 pounds off, and you said that you'd done it without struggle, and that you'd done it, and that you were running up to 5 days a week. And I remember how excited I was when I got your email, because, of course, when I coached you in the Inner Self diet, that was about releasing your struggles. And then after you release your struggles, then it's just easy to live a healthy lifestyle so the fat can come off. But when you have 90 pounds of fat to release, that takes some time. But what is it really true that it really was struggle-free for you to release that fat? Is that really true? I think that's something that the folks listening really want to know.
Yeah, I truly believe it has been. It's not to say that you find yourself faced from time to time with the things you used to, that used to control you. Going to something where it's just, you know, like a wedding reception, or going on a business trip and there's just buffet after buffet and, you know, all the free stuff. It's all the free stuff. Or what seemed to be, you know, kind of like what would have been a Christmas day, it's like it's all in front of you, and it's over that time that you've learned to move through that and when it seems to spark too much to kind of fall back on some of the things you thought before. But at the same time, the things that you not to beat yourself up to the point where you give up, but to get back at it. All right. You blow it a little bit, but you don't tear yourself down and not get back on the track. What you taught was, there might be a struggle from day to day, but just like anything else, you get back on it and you pull yourself to your senses and okay, I did that, move on, let's get back at it, and to be able to pull yourself back around, whereas before, kind of like the runners that go out and train for the marathons or whatever, okay, I did that, and you take your break, you do the rest that they say you do, take the week off, all right, but you get back on it. And it's just been the, falling back on some of the different things that you taught to the point where, I know I used a lot more techniques further back during your course and after your course, but it becomes a part of your life to the point where it's not saying you don't need the techniques. The techniques are just become a part of you, and it must be how those skinny people just naturally are, because it does become a lot more of it to, they've got, the people that you think never seem to have a problem. Well, really, you've taught yourself to not have that problem too. Or how do they get over it? Who knows? But I know how I get over it now and get back on it. So it's just learning to think ahead about stuff, and it's just becomes a part of your life.
So, wow, you shared a lot there. A couple of things that I want to point out. Number one, you said something about a day-to-day struggle. Was that before the Inner Self Diet, or you're saying that you have a day-to-day struggle now, or when you dropped the 90 pounds? Because struggle, I mean, that's the whole point of the Inner Self Diet, is making it struggle-free. But what struggle is the self-sabotage. Struggle is when, that's the yo-yo dieting. It's the out-of-control eating. It doesn't mean, though, that when you are dropping the fat and keeping it off struggle-free, doesn't mean that you don't take action. Like when you live a healthy lifestyle, you do need to plan ahead, buy healthy foods, cook them, you've got to work out. But if you're living in the struggle, you just might do that for 2 days and then, don't do it again for 6 months. So I just want to clarify that what you're saying, because you said something about a day-to-day struggle. So was it a struggle, a constant battle with yourself to drop the 90 pounds?
I would say, thinking back as best I can, it was more the finding what was the program that was going to work for me. What was the techniques that I could really employ to keep myself moving forward? And so it was probably more the word came back you just said, the self-sabotage, you know, the things that when you do mess up or you do give in or whatever, that's not the excuse to, well, there I go again, let's, you know, what's the use? Because thinking back, I don't think I really ever, as we had calls and things like that, ever really went backwards. So it was just really, it was more the looking for the things that really work best for me, putting them in front of me and going back to them. So struggle was, you know, because another technique just came back that I remembered we did, but, you know, I still love pizza, but pizza is two pieces now, not a pizza. When you say, let's eat some pizza, to me, that was eating a pizza pie.
Mm-hmm. That's a great example.
Yeah, not having two slices maybe of a pizza, you know, so it was just that whole aspect of life is, and, you know, catching yourself so you don't, you know, in the moment where life is going good and the mix of the party and what's going on, it's, you know, where's this hand going while I'm walking by the table, you know, because the nuts and the chips and things like that, it's, okay, I need something, I walk over here, I pick up a couple pretzels and the salt, you know, and then I move on, you know. I know how many of those pretzels make up 110 calories and all that. So it's just all that stuff that it's pretty much internalized. I can see it. It's like my calorie meter can add it all up. What have I done today? And yeah, I can have a couple of those or whatever, because we do have to eat. That's the other side of it. We do have to eat.
Do you know what I think might be going on here when I'm asking you these questions? I think that because it's been so long since I coached you, that literally living a healthy lifestyle has become so much a part of you. I have a feeling that it's hard for you to even connect to what it was like before, because I feel like when I'm talking to you, it's you're sharing with the folks, and they might not even understand what you're saying, because they're living with constant emotional eating, binge eating, beating themselves up, sabotaging themselves, and all these things. But I'm talking to a person here who it's just so much a part of you now that you know how to balance your food. You are consciously eating. You know, you're counting the calories works for you. That's something I don't do, but that's not what I teach anyway. I teach my clients how to get out of their own way. And just like you said, then you can use the things that work for you. And it totally rocks that what you're doing and counting the calories and know the calories, that works for you. And there is nothing wrong with that at all. You're doing what is working for you. But I'm talking to you and you're just so different than you were 5 years ago. And it's just so much who you are. And a very big, important point to make here, too, is even when I'm asking you, so was it struggle-free? I think that something that, and I've heard this before with other graduates of the Inner Self Diet, struggle-free does not mean perfection. And what I'm hearing you describe is you're saying, there have been a couple times where I've overeaten, but I just move on. And that's exactly what naturally slender people do. The big difference between a person who's naturally slender, who has a fit mindset, is sometimes they do overeat, but they're massively different in their inner self than someone who is still living in struggle and battling with overeating and overweight. The person who's still battling with overeating and overweight overeat, and then they beat themselves up, and then they go find everything else that they can eat to stuff themselves with and go on a month-long binge, and then 5 months later, they notice that they are 40 pounds heavier, and then they look for another diet. What the naturally slender person does, and this is what you're saying you're doing, and correct me if I'm wrong, but what I'm hearing you say is that, yeah, sometimes over these past 5 years, you have overeaten, but you just notice it, and you don't beat yourself up, and then you just move forward, and you're like, okay, yeah, I had too much to eat, I don't feel so comfortable, and then you move forward, and then when you're hungry again, then you eat food. Is that right? Am I describing you correctly?
Yeah, that's really it, because, you know, if I have done that, or, well, that was a little bit excessive this weekend or whatever, and it's nowhere what, I mean, it's not even close to the guy I used to be, what an excessive weekend would be. You know, it's I can pretty much know to the day what day of the, how many days it's going to be when I step on the scale that I'm back to where I was, you know, from what I've done. So it really is a part of my life now to where, you know, I can just kind of, I keep myself in check. And so, yeah, it is somewhat hard to remember back to, it's not hard to remember back to how fast it can come on. I mean, the sad part of it is, I know if I return to the day of, you know, age 54, 53, you know, of that time, mm-hmm. I could probably be 230 pounds in, oh, 5 or 6 weeks. It's just,
wow.
That's the kind of, that's the way it was. So, you know, what I learned with you, and then just the things that I've done and added to my life from that point is, mm-hmm. has helped keep me out of there. And I'm not a runner anymore because, I just had had some issues with my hip, and so now I'm a walker.
Okay.
So, yeah, and so I'm still doing that. I get up early in the morning. I go do that. I've since it felt like to me I wasn't doing what I used to do. So now during the walk, I'll break down 10 different times there, throwing 15 push-ups at a shot. When I walk
cool.
by a bench or something, I'm doing dips and things like that. So I've actually added something else. So yeah, one of the things, and I did find it in one of the recordings, that we did, and I think it was this first one, yeah, you know, because, the people in the group were all over 50 and all that. And, there was a comment from you, you know, well, you're not going to be back to like somebody that's 25, you know, even when you lose all the weight. And it's something that I've remembered and comes into my mind periodically. And that's just one of those things that help, you know, that I keep feeding back into my mind, get that body back. Because in reality, I never had an age 25 body, because at 25, I was married at a couple pounds more than what I was. So that was around age 25, but I was not as healthy as I am now in fitness as I was at 25 as I am now. And basically, you know, just what I've been doing and what I've added to it. So, it's just the things you learn from you in the course that you're finding the thing that works. You had different techniques, and certain ones really resonated. You worked with those, and you built from them and moved forward and found other things that help you out.
Yeah, and I also heard you say that sometimes, even now, your weight might fluctuate a little bit, which is that's also very normal for naturally slender people, that your weight could fluctuate 3-5 pounds one way or the other. But the big difference between a naturally slender person is they just notice it and then they realign. They don't freak out. They're not obsessed with the scale. They're not beating themselves up and falling into a depression. They just notice it and then move on. And it sounds like that's what you're doing.
Yeah, I just don't really obsess about it. It's a part of life now. So if it's picked up a few pounds, I don't obsess. It's not sabotage. I'm just kind of back to, if I feel like I'm straying too much, I sit down and, do a couple things in the phone app. I put that in, and usually it's kind of like, I don't want to take time to do that anymore. I don't need to do. My mind clicks right back on, and I move forward. So coaching's a great thing. And you were the first coach I had outside of playing athletics as a kid, and I've used professional coaching since. Mm-hmm. I've used it for my business life and all that. So it's a part of my process now. It's a part of my process.
I love that, too, because you've mentioned that a few times, and it sounds like you said, I was the first coach you'd ever worked with and hired, and since then, that opened up your mind to hiring other coaches, and you've had business coaching. I think you even said that you recently went to a Tony Robbins event.
Right.
Yeah. And just imagine, though, if you had not done the Inner Self Diet, if you hadn't started there, would you have gotten the business coaching? Would you have dropped the 90 pounds without gaining it back? Where would you be now if you hadn't done and started with the Inner Self Diet?
Well, at 60, and my guess would be I would be at a weight of a offensive lineman for the NFL and not playing in the NFL and being very unhealthy and wouldn't be good. And in fact, back when I had my free coaching session with you, and we went through that, and you asked me if I'd like to come on board and work with you and all that. I can remember, it was like the reason I made the call and agreed the first time was I need to do something about this. I was 296, 55, and, getting pretty concerned and, just out walking around or hiking or anything like that, that was supposed to be fun. It wasn't fun. And so when you asked, did I want to continue on, I knew everything pointed to me, I need to do this, I need to make the commitment, I need to do something. And, I asked how much was the coaching and all that, and I was, you told me, and so the thing that popped into my mind was, I wanted to, that'll cut into some of our spring break, some of the spring break money that I was setting aside and all that with the kids and things to go out and have a good week and all that with them. But at the same time, you know, I need to do this, need to do this. And obviously, I agreed to do it and move forward with it. And I would later find out from my wife that, you know, she was telling me the kids were really happy that I, you know, had started on this program and was losing weight because they were concerned about Dad getting too big. So, you know, the ones that I was trying to use in my mind to say, no, don't do that, you know, spend the money on something else, they were the ones that would have said go to it in the first place, you know. And I'm sure we went on spring break anyway. But, yeah, it was just, you know, what it's done for me, you know, what it launched for me, you know, it was the kickoff for, you know, my income has doubled in that time. So,
oh, really?
You know, from
income,
that time
huh?
on, you know, as I've moved forward, progressed, had bigger and brought more goals into my life and things like that. It was just, I can't imagine what my lifestyle would be like today because, you know, at 296, that's a lot of weight on and I'm six, or I used to be 6 foot and a half inch, and you know, I've shrunk a little under it now, but my body is proportionally shrunk a lot more, so I'm a lot more fit for that frame now.
That is awesome. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you know, instead of just having a hip injection, you know, a couple of weeks ago, my guess is they'd have been you know, yanking my hip out and putting a replacement in by now. I'm sure of that.
Wow.
So, and blood pressure and all that stuff is so much better now.
That's so awesome, Dave. Not only did you lose 90 pounds and keep it off, you doubled your income. Your health is great. What else? Your kids are happy, right? Your kids are happy.
Kids are happy. My wife's much happier. And, it's just... it's a better world.
Yeah.
It's a better world.
And you opened up to the value of coaching. You got coaching for your business, which I imagine that's also played into raising your goals and doubling your income. That was part of that, too. And it sounds like you're an advocate for coaching now, too.
That sounds
awesome. That's great.
Well, you think about it, you know. All the athletes that we look up to and all that everybody says, they all have coaches. I mean, there's plenty mm-hmm. of coaches on the teams, or golfers. Golfers have coaches mm-hmm. and things like that. Actors have coaches, on and on. So, and even the big celebrities, the speakers and all that, they all have coaches that they work with and mentors and stuff like that. So
absolutely.
It's just... it just improves your accountability and helps to point out whether it's techniques or ideas, suggestions, or just calling you back to task on the things that you want. It's great to have.
Yeah. I mean, it's all of, just like you just said, anyone who is doing great, awesome things in their life, they have more than one coach.
Right,
and there's no one. I mean, Steve Jobs, he had a coach that he walked with every day. Bill Gates, all these people, the Beyonce, Lady Gaga, everybody, anyone who's anyone, they have coaches. I'm sure that Tony Robbins, he has coaches. I know he started out with Jim Rohn, but he's passed
mm-hmm.
away. I'm sure that Tony Robbins has coaches. There's a coach that I worked with this year in his group program, Christian Michelson, and he is a million-dollar coach. He's making millions each year, and he has his own coach. And, in fact, his coach, a woman, she did some of the coaching calls in the course that I was in. So It's so important that when you look for a coach that they are still getting coaching. I invested several thousand dollars, numerous thousands of dollars, many thousand dollars in myself this year because I was still having so many struggles with getting out there, being seen, being on video, getting my message out into the world, letting people know that I'm alive and that I can help them so that I can reach more people like you who want and need help, you know. But I continue to get coaching because none of us can see our own blind spots. And all the smart people, just like you and me, all the smart people,
exactly.
we know that we can't just do it ourselves, and it's so much easier to get a coach, you know?
Exactly. Nope. It's made a big difference. Well worth my money, and worth that concern of spring break.
Yeah.
What seems like a long time ago now.
I know. Well, gosh, that was back in 2010. And I think it is so powerful that the people who were your kids that you were about to use as an excuse for yourself not to invest
an excuse,
in yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. That it turned out that they were the ones who were actually most concerned and happy that you invested in yourself. That is so powerful.
And I owe a lot of that, to the coaching that you provided and the techniques that you shared and the fact that it is, it was on a scheduled basis that we were able to do that. It's just like right now, mine currently is at 3:30 on Friday afternoons every week, and I really look forward to that and think about what I'm doing for that, all week long. It just kind of keeps everything in my mind that I'm working from that last Friday and working forward on that. So thank you again for the help from what was a decade ago now, a whole nother decade that's kicked me into a better life and in a better world.
Yeah. Well, congratulate yourself also for doing it. I'm so glad that you allowed me to coach you, because we already talked about it, where you'd be right now if you hadn't taken that step. And it's so awesome that you did. And, hey, what would you say right now to somebody who's listening? They're listening to this right now, and they're thinking, oh, well, that's great for Dave. He lost 90 pounds 5 years ago. He's kept it off. It's just who he is now. He just knows how to balance. And sometimes, yeah, he overeats, but he's just like a naturally slender person. He just readjusts. And he has never gained the 90 pounds back, and he's always continued to move forward. He has doubled his income. He's gotten more coaching. He's gotten business coaching, and he's really kicking ass. But maybe that's just him. And, there's no way that anything could work for me. I'm just hopeless, and so I'll just keep struggling, right? Who says that what JoLynn does in the Inner Self Diet could work for me? And actually, you could imagine that your old self, is the one listening to this, and he's saying this, and he's saying, yeah, well, that's nice, but it's nice for Dave, but, nothing works for me. What would you say to that person in there? They're really in fear and skepticism, and they really want your results. They want to have what you've got, but they are so afraid, and they think that the Inner Self Diet would never work for them. What would you say to them?
I would encourage them to move forward on this because I really believe this is, especially for myself and probably for most other people, the self-image is the real thing that holds us back from what it is we really believe we want to attain in life, to do in life, and to be able to share with other people. And this is probably the biggest thing for us as people that have the weight problem, the weight image that, you know, that burden of carrying this around, not only physically but mentally, this is really what you got to do to move forward. And you have to invest in yourself. And if you haven't done it before and you still have the, or more likely, like myself, you've mm-hmm. done different things before, but you always find yourself back and probably a little bit more than what you were when you last started. You know, this is the thing that will kick off the rest of your life. And, I mean, your health drives so much of your inner being, your mental stability of just knowing, this is what can take you forward, to make life better. Take the shot, spend the money, get the coaching, and get the better life for yourself. You won't regret what this will bring you, as you move forward and improve yourself. I mean, it's the first step in your self-improvement. Rebuilding the image that, has just been, buried, you know, and before, Jolynn, this was hiding behind the fat, wasn't it?
Yes.
originally as the program,
yes,
some
was,
of us,
yes.
Yeah, some of us, you know, there was some of that behind me in that, you know, I wasn't going to go talk to those people on the next level. We all have a next mm-hmm. level of mm-hmm. what it is mm-hmm. we believe we could be at, whether that's in business or in athletics or just in social life. That next level is hiding behind the fat, hiding behind the nickname, hiding behind that person that has grown up with it. And, you know, it's time to move on. You can never get to something that you've never had before if you don't become something you've never been before. It's in you, and you just need to find the ability and the techniques and the person to help you move on down the path to being that person. And Jolynn can help you.
Yeah, thank you. And you're right, yeah, when you did the Inner Self Diet, it was called Stop Hiding Behind the Fat, which is one of my websites, stophidingbehindthefat.com. And at some point there, I changed the coaching course to the Inner Self Diet. But
Right.
Yeah, it is true, though. I still talk about hiding behind the fat. And really what it comes down to is hiding behind the fear. And what you've been describing on today's call is hiding out behind an old self-image, a self-image that was not serving you, it was not helping you get the level of clientele that you wanted in your work and in the financial planning, the old self-image that was keeping you 90 pounds overweight, the old self-image that thought when it's time to eat pizza, it meant eating a whole pizza instead of two pieces, you know? And you are so correct, though, that is massive. The self-image is massive, and what most people don't even realize is that the self-image is actually an image, you know? It really is. And if your self-image is fat, your body has to be fat, you know? Because the inner and the outer always match. But you're so far beyond all of this now. That's what I was saying earlier on this call, is that talking to you, it's like you're just, it's just such a part of you now that you just live healthy and fit. And even when you were talking about using the phone app, the MyFitnessPal, I haven't checked that out before, but there's a water app that I personally use. It's called Waterlogged, and it's just a way for me to track my water, and I like using that. But even these very, very simple things of using a phone app to help you with your fitness, when a person is so locked up in the struggle within themselves and they just feel hopeless and like they've just tried so many diets and lost weight, gained it back, or never even lost the weight, it's just like even using one of those phone apps, maybe they'll download it, but they won't even look at it, you know, because it's not a part of who they are. Like now all of these tools are a part of who you are. And I'm just so glad that you allowed me to coach you. And I'm so glad that you got on the phone with me today, Dave. This is so exciting. And this interview, this total success call with you is going to be so inspiring to others. Hey, for those of you who are listening to this, if you're not inspired by Dave's success of losing 90 pounds 5 years ago and keeping it off, and his success of doubling his income, and his success of feeling great and getting out there and taking his life to his next level, if you're not inspired by this, then are you alive? I mean, I don't know what else to say to that. I mean, this is major. Do you know how many people, they have lost weight, and then they just gain it all back? In fact, I remember one of the guys from The Biggest Loser, I think his name might have been Eric, I think. He was the one that owned a deli in New York or Philadelphia, and he won The Biggest Loser, and then he gained all the weight back, and then he went on Oprah talking about that he gained it all back. So for you to drop 90 pounds and keep it off, and it's just who you are now, and then you adjusted, okay? So you're not running, but you didn't just go into a pity party. You started walking, and then while you're walking, you're out there doing dips, and you're doing sit-ups or push-ups and all these other things. So somebody with a fat mindset, they would have, oh, I got hurt, so now I can't run, so, you know, oh, I guess I'll just have to be overweight. You didn't do that, you know?
No, one of the things was, you know, I just enjoyed playing baseball as a kid and things, and then with my buddies, we played softball until, you know, family things kind of took us out of that. But it was kind of like I wanted to be able to do that again, but it was I want to be able to do it if I choose to do it. And I've never chosen to do it, but I've been comfortable with that now, that if I wanted to go do it, I could go do that. But, you know, it's to kind of have that, the not only the ability to make decisions like that, to be able to set goals and look to achieve things, but it's a part of my life now that I'm just much more comfortable with who I am and the things that I can do and the choices I've given myself by working through this whole process from that point forward. You know, it's not all about the weight. But in reality, the weight was a problem that was in the way of so many other things. And to have moved beyond that, it's just opened so much up. And the whole process, I mean, what you can do to solve one problem generally can be reapplied to solve other problems, and it's this whole process, it's the whole technique from the coaching and moving forward and applying it to different parts of your life. It's just it's been a good 5 years.
Yeah, awesome. That's awesome. By the way, for those of you who are listening, to get on the path towards your best self and get results like Dave has gotten, make it struggle-free to drop the fat. Again, struggle-free doesn't mean perfection, and it also does not mean that you don't do anything. It just means that you get out of your own way, you move forward, you keep moving forward, just like Dave has, and you become a naturally slender person, which means that you just live healthy and fit. It's just who you are. It's not a diet. It's just a way of life. And if you want to drop your fat and keep it off, hey, you want to double your income? Again, if you're not inspired by his success, then I don't know what to say. And he opened up to more coaching. I'm sure that part of his success also with doubling his income is from business coaching he's gotten. But he wouldn't have gotten the business coaching if he hadn't started with the Inner Self Diet. Right, Dave? Is that right?
That's exactly it. I would have never, that's for the people at the next level.
right. So you got to take care of this self-image and the inner self and what's stopping you. The fat on your body is only a symptom of deeper problems, and those deeper problems, they impact every single area of your life. Just like Dave talked about, where before he did the coaching with me, he wasn't even going for the level of clientele that he wanted to. So to get on your path, you start the same place that Dave did. Just go to discovery-session.com and start the process to apply to get on the phone with me on a complimentary weight loss discovery session. It's the same thing that Dave did, because I need to find out where you're at. I have no idea who you are listening to this right now. The Inner Self Diet is invitation only, and I need to talk to you first to find out if or how it's a good fit for both of us. So that's where you start, discovery-session.com.
All right.
So thank you for being here and just really inspiring to talk to you. And is there anything else you want to share before we wrap up this Total Success call? Anything we missed? Anything burning inside of you that you want to make sure that the people listening, these people who are listening right now do not have the results you have. You know, they have not dropped 90 pounds. They have not kept it off. They're still overeating. They're still eating the whole pizza. They can't stop eating. They are obsessed with food, and they feel really, really bad about the fact that they are 10, 20, 50, 100 pounds, 150 pounds overweight. And they just have never achieved lasting success like you have. Is there anything that any hope that you'd like to give them, or anything else you'd like to share?
Well, it's as simple as there's no one more important than yourself. There's no one more important than you to your family, to your loved ones. And invest in yourself. Go ahead, take the move forward. You have no idea what this can lead to. At a minimum, a better, healthier life. That's priceless in itself. But where this can lead you, it's only the launch of what I think can be the better you, the you that you have inside you, the you that you wanna, that there's something, we all have this draw, there's something out there in life for us, and this is just one important hurdle to move on beyond so you can get to that. That calling, that mission that's inside you. So take the step, take the first, start climbing the ladder to where that is, where you're supposed to be going, and get rid of this chain that's holding you down. It's really the first big step in what can be the life that you really want for yourself and what you can give other people.
Awesome. And once again, the place to start is at discovery-session.com. And Dave, thank you so much for being here. I am so happy that you got on the line with me today. You're just way too inspiring. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you for allowing me to coach you. And you just totally rock.
Well, thank you. And it's been great being back with you for an hour, like in the past. And I appreciate what you did for me in the past. I've followed your emails. I periodically will check up and see, you know, what you're doing, what's new and improved, and kind of what's going on in your life and what you're doing for others. So, like I normally say, when I do send an email, you know, sparingly but periodically, you know, keep helping people change lives.
Thank you. I thought you were going to say that. Thank you, Dave. I love that.
You are welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.